President Xi Jinping and President Putin have met in Moscow. Xi has come with a 12-point peace plan to help end the war in Ukraine. Both sides have no intention of withdrawing troops from the front lines, however, especially in the besieged city of Bakhmut. President Xi makes a strong political statement by appearing publicly days after Mr. Putin has been accused of war crimes by the International Criminal Court. Dominic Giles has this story.
Yesterday, China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's President Vladimir Putin have met in Moscow ahead of formal talks in the coming days. Supposedly on the agenda is a talks about a political resolution to the Ukraine war. But how likely is it that China will be successful? Dr. Alexey Muraviev, Associate Professor of National Security and Strategic Studies at Curtin University, Perth.
Russia doesn't want to have a political resolution at this stage because they want to achieve military success. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a special decree that bans him, the president of Ukraine, from talking to Putin. So, I mean, the Russians find themselves in a rather comfortable position because they can say every single day that they're willing to enter political negotiations, and that's what they're actually saying. But then they say, unfortunately, there are no preconditions for the launch of such negotiations because Ukraine doesn't want to talk to us.
The Ukrainian people and its government are still in agreement that they will not concede land and continue to resist the Russians. Dr. Sonia Mitzak, Research Fellow at the Australian National University Centre for European Studies, has this to say about the Ukrainian attitudes towards Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow.
The position of the Ukrainian people at the moment that is being televised is one of cynicism. I don't believe that the Ukrainian people, you know, see this visit by the Chinese official as anything other than a show of support for Russia. And in actual fact, that's really the way that most of the countries seem to be interpreting it. I mean, certainly the United States has interpreted this visit as a sign of support for Russia, not a sign of neutral kind of attempt to.
It is obvious that China is unable to mediate peace in the region, but this does make a strong political statement. So it poses the question, why has Beijing shown such support for Putin?
The context of this visit. Now, this is literally days after the International Criminal Court has charged Putin for the war crime of unlawful deportation. China's leader is prepared to make a three-day visit so soon after that does imply that China does not feel the need to condemn the Russian president, not only for the deportation of children, but generally the war crimes and atrocities that, you know, we've seen in Ukraine.
Dr. Alexey Muraviev also has thoughts on China's support for Putin.
Xi Jinping doesn't want a weakened Russia because it would make China feeling even more isolated in the context of Taiwan. But we need to remember that Xi Jinping finds himself in a complicated relationship with the United States, ranging from the spy balloon scandal to the announcement of the AUKUS submarine deal to the latest moves to prohibit TikTok. Whether by design or by coincidence, the Chinese find themselves being pushed towards Russia. Look, we just need to sit and wait because I'm pretty sure Russia and China will announce something pretty big. It may not necessarily be on Ukraine, but it may be on something to do with the reconfiguration of the international world order.
Even though China can't broker peace, it has a heavy interest in a halt to the war. Choosing a side means further damaging relationships with important trade partners.
China doesn't want to have complications that would affect its economic performance. It wants to have normal trade relations with Europe. It wants to retain normal trade relations with the United States. It wants to build up its economic relations with Russia. And certainly Russia doesn't feature among China's immediate top economic partners, even though their trade grew by 116% over the past 10 years.
Both leaders will be talking behind closed doors, and Russia is desperate for war supplies, including ammo and tanks. But how likely is it that China will openly supply arms to Russia and damage international relationships? Dr. Sonia Mitzak says,
officially, China has not been supplying weapons and has not agreed openly to do so. Beijing has been denying, actually, that there has been any provision of weapons to Russia. However, I think that is a serious concern, and it's certainly something that Ukraine and its allies will be looking at very closely. But it is being reported in Ukraine that Chinese companies have sent Russia some weapons, about 1,000 rifles, and also drone parts and body armour.
Dr. Sonia Mitzak, Research Fellow at the Australian National University Centre for European Studies, ending that report by Dominic Giles.